This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. Back in the saddle again. I'm Doug Steffen. This is actually the Talk Radio Countdown with the members of the Good Day Gang and the DJV facility, which includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. This past week has seen some interesting developments in several different areas. I will go through the stories and the people, and then we'll take our time with some of the things to give you an educated, experienced overview of what we think of some of the top issues, and you can chime in as well, following along on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen. What about you? We've got a Twitter handle, don't you, Richie? What's yours?
Okay. Yeah, at Rich McFadden.
At Rich McFadden.
At Rich
really
McFadden.
Creative,
Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, you know. I like it. Well, I used another name for so long, and people were like, why are you using that name? Why don't you use your own name? That's stupid. So I switched it.
But all right, no stupids here. We never knew that. Like, we never knew what it was going to be. So now we do.
Yeah, right. And that's the reason I used a fake name, is because we were like, okay, what's this stupid thing? I'm not using my real name here.
What's this flash in the pan?
Who knew?
All right. Number 10 on the countdown, the NFL and the action. Tom Brady, what, they're 7-1, I think, on the season. Aren't the Patriots going to win again? Is that the way it looks? You know, whoever else is playing is immaterial, apparently. Right, no other teams matter.
Richie, besides the Patriots?
Yeah, right.
I'm a Redskins fan, so they went to England so that they could tie last week, and they got to buy this week.
They were in England last week, too?
Uh-huh, with you.
Followed me.
They called me, and they said, where's Doug? We want to go hang out with him.
Good. Yeah, they were in the big city. I was not. All right, so anyway, so Jennifer, you, what's going on with that Los Angeles football franchise? I haven't followed
that
at all.
The Rams?
Yeah.
Well, they're terrible, but so is our division, so that's the good news. And the Rams' record is 3 wins, 4 losses. So, you know, they're having an okay season, but in the rankings, they're doing pretty well. So,
really?
Yeah. All right, it's so all about your division.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is anybody going, are there any seats being filled in that stadium?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, are you kidding? It's a sellout. It's a big deal. Yeah. People pay $100 just to park near the Coliseum.
What?
The parking situation. See, what's happening with the Rams is that they're building a stadium right now by Hollywood Park, which is very close to LAX. And so once that stadium goes in, then there won't be this issue. But right now they're using the Coliseum in downtown LA, which is near USC. And there just isn't parking to accommodate the people that want to tailgate. So the parking
is at a
premium.
Nobody wants to be there, that part of town.
Pay $100 to park.
The exposition, the science, and there's a lot of stuff being built up around there.
Much like Washington, D.C., Los Angeles is a transient city. So having locals there who actually attach themselves to the team.
More and more, though, Richie. More and more of them.
Well, but what will happen is that you will get more seats filled by somebody who wants to see their home team that's in town than seats filled by the locals who are actually attached to that local city.
But to be fair, the Rams were there before, and so there are a lot of fans who go, oh, they're back, and now they're them again.
Yeah. Well, I just know a lot of celebrities who that I follow on social media. They seem to always be at Rams games. So there's definitely some sort of a draw there. Whether
all right, what about your team in New York? You're a New Yorker, Victoria. What's going on with the team?
Jets or Giants?
I'm Giants.
You're Giants, okay. Giants.
Yes.
The New York football Giants are on the air.
Boo.
I like Eli. Eli's
Boo.
Good.
Eli's a fun guy. He's a good guy.
All right, so you're being unfair to Victoria because she hadn't been able to express herself, Reggie.
Oh, well, I don't have much to add except this year.
Yeah, okay, so number 9, there are 2 items on the countdown this week that have to do with sports because of the Cubs winning the World Series.
Amazing.
That has an item of its own. This is something that what was the old curse of the Bambino? What was that? Who would that apply
to? That's it.
That was for the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Harry Carey rolls over in his grave.
It's all about a goat, yep.
Yep. And green apples. So they're having a big celebration.
Let me tell you something. This story couldn't have played out any better. With the Indians. The Indians, if they would have played anybody else, everybody would have been rooting for the Indians because it had been so long and the whole wild thing and Bob Uecker and just all that. But they had to get the Cubs.
Uecker does Milwaukee. What are you talking about?
He does Milwaukee, but he was
in the movie.
He was in the movie League. Just a bit outside, you know, that guy.
Yeah. There was a petition to have him call the game.
Yeah.
Which and it got like 30,000 signatures.
Yeah. But so then the Cubs end up being the team that plays the Indians, and the series was great. Game 7 was something that you've never seen. The rain delay and the two
dramatic.
The two runs scored on a wild pitch. It was just a crazy, crazy game that went till 1 o'clock in the morning, and the story ended perfectly.
And it was such a nice distraction from all of the divisive ugliness of the election.
So great.
Yeah. Who are you voting for? Whoever the player was, I'm not telling you.
The Cubs.
Yeah, I'm voting for the. The Cubs for president. All right, next up, what's going on with Brexit? We'll focus on that as our overview of the hot hits of the week here on the, well, the occasion is that we bring everybody together. And this is something that I decided to do, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. We've had a lot of people from various programs on this program focusing on the hot hits, the countdown show. I thought, why don't I bring my own staff together from various places and pieces of information that they have, because Jennifer certainly is no stranger to all of this with her work on a local station in Los Angeles that has to do with many of the issues of the day. Richie's no stranger to this, having talked about these things for years on this program with me. Victoria has been on.
I'm just here as the token millennial.
I'm fine with that.
No,
but you had good radio experience, but not talking necessarily about all of these same issues.
Right.
And so it makes it's a good mix, I think. That's why we're doing this. Brexit in the Focus, up next here at 13 past the hour.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success. It only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn. They're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website. Now that's a game plan.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? Lotus Spork B.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. The items of interest top 10 were at number 8, which is about Brexit. I was in England for the past 10 days. There's lots of buzz about what will happen as a result of Brexit. It's going to take a couple of years, and now it looks like the courts in England are getting in the way of Ms. May, the new Prime Minister, getting the Brexit thing going. The Brexit thing is basically about immigration. The largest cities being London, Birmingham, and Manchester overrun with immigrants from the Middle East, and they've always had a large immigrant population, especially in London. Not so much in the northern cities, but London has had lots of immigrants ever since. I mean, I've been going to England since the 70s, and you see a lot of it. It's just like it's accepted because it's part of the internationalism of London. But when you see all of these people, they're obviously strangers. They don't fit in, and they're trying to survive, and they don't have any money.
They don't assimilate,
so they're doing,
right?
No, they don't assimilate at all. And they're getting jobs. It's the same impact that we've seen or heard or talked about here with the immigrants coming from South America or from Mexico and taking jobs. This is the same feeling. That's why people are so... It would be good, and I say this as a sort of reflection, we go down the pike to the presidential race, the real issues for most of us aren't what's being trumped, if you'll pardon the pun, by the news media. Whether Hillary tells the truth or she doesn't, or Donald Trump is a lech, that isn't really reflective of where their policies are. And so it's hard to dismiss both of those things, for sure. For me, it is anyway. But the other side of it is, I want to know what they're going to do as the problem continues to escalate with not only the number of immigrants that are coming into our country, but how much it's costing us to have them here and how we roll over backwards to take care of people who are doing us harm. Not all of them. Many of them are contributors. And that's the other crazy thing about our immigration policy. After September 11th, they passed that stupid Patriot Act, which basically requires that if you come over here from some country and you're a good student, you get your way through school, graduate, and you want to stay here, you can't. They don't want you to stay because you're from some questionable country.
The axis of evil, right?
Yeah. So
the thing is, though, with refugees, this is so ridiculously overblown. Refugees are supposed to be primarily women and children who have been displaced by civil war. Men who are of able-bodied age, like in their 20s and their 30s, are supposed to be fighting said war. Yep. So we should not even be having this discussion about men being involved when they make up 50% of the refugee population.
That's a great point. What a great point.
It's so, I mean, it's so absolutely ridiculous how this has become such a joke. This has become a ticket for people to get to other places. And look, I feel sorry for these people, but if we're going to call them refugees, they should be women, and they should be children, and they should be older males who can no longer fight. And they should also be under UN regulations. They should be put into the place nearest to their homeland so that they can actually be where people speak the same language and have the same traditions. They should not be put in the middle of Detroit.
Them. There haven't been because, three people go to Saudi Arabia from all this. They're all coming. They flush
Saudi
into
Arabia
Europe.
Has refugee tents and encampments open and ready. I mean, they have the just vacant, brand new refugee camps that are sitting vacant because they don't want them, and nobody in the world is pressuring Saudi Arabia to take them.
So why do they even have the camps?
Such a joke. Exactly.
Just, for looks. I mean, I agree with you, Jen. I mean, it would be the equivalent of if we had some refugee crisis here as Americans, and instead of going to Canada, where everybody
we go to Egypt.
Speaks our language and kind of looks like us, we would be sent to some, like, Pakistan or something. It makes no sense.
It's unbelievable to me that no one calls this out. I get why people are frustrated here. I get why people are frustrated in England. They don't want to be told how many of these people they have to accommodate.
You haven't been to Los Angeles lately, Victoria. There's plenty of Pakistanis wandering around the streets there. Hey. All right. Is that prejudice? Did I sound like a prejudice jerk?
Yes. Well, you know.
Okay. All right. So it's
21. Well, welcome back.
20, yeah, exactly. 21. I'm so happy to be back. 21 after.
As As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Somebody tell us the time, please.
23 minutes past the hour.
Thank you very much.
Like Chrissy couldn't have just said it's 23 past the hour.
My swatch is broken.
It's actually 24 past the hour.
Oh, there he is, Mr. TikTok.
Oh, welcome back.
Yep. TikTok. Okay, so the Middle Eastern situation, we've sort of been talking about that. I don't want to overdo the only interesting thing about Russia this week, which is number 6 on the countdown, is Steven Seagal became a Russian citizen.
Really?
What yeah, a loss to America.
That yeah. is so funny.
Yeah, he and Putin are big friends. They go to all kinds of martial arts conventions.
They can ride horseback topless together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like they're naked
Very
horseback
sweet.
Riding.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Seagal looks really weird. Looks like he's painted up all the time. His hair is this, you know, that plastic black, and his eyebrows are all black and bushy and... He looks
if
like
I were
somebody.
You and his new BFF is Putin, I'd just say that he looks very handsome.
What would you? What? You think I'm intimidated by the likes of that? For heaven's sakes, Jennifer.
I think you look very handsome, Mr. Seagal.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Might I say.
Okay, number 5 on the countdown is the price. I'm going to leave this to Richie because he loves to get off on this one.
What's that?
The announcement that was made of how the premiums are going to go up to the point where whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, there will be, I am making this prediction, as the new president gets into office and the new Congress gets to work, the number one thing, when people see what their premiums are going to be for next year, they haven't seen them yet. They will be apoplectic. This whole thing, the Affordable Health Care Act, good idea in basic terms, giving insurance or making sure people have available insurance so that they can cover the problems they may have health-wise. But this thing was so roundly and soundly misthought because the lobbyists for the insurance industry basically took over. And
now they hate it. And now they're all bailing on it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're all now running
for
cover.
There were 300 and some companies in the exchange. Now there's only like 140.
Yeah.
They're all
going down.
This, you know what? I'm not worried about it anymore. This thing is collapsing. It's imploding.
Well, but it's not. And we shouldn't say
it doesn't matter
with satisfaction.
No.
Because it was a good idea.
Satisfaction because now it will force them. It will force them to rethink how they did it, and maybe it'll get done right. But it doesn't matter whether Hillary wins or Donald wins. it's imploding from the inside out, and somebody's going to need to manage it. Yeah. And I will tell you, we are just redoing our insurance for the next year. Every year, this is a massive project for us here at the radio network, come September, October, to figure out how we're going to get our new plan for the year and not raise everybody's prices by $400.
And
we did it this year by raising everybody's deductibles by about $5,000 in order to keep their premiums low, and the company covers the deductibles.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, that's actually kind of smart. I mean, it's too bad.
It's the only way.
But you figure you're banking on keeping the premiums low.
Right.
Is going to be cheaper. How often are you going to have to do the deductible?
Right. Well, you might get one or two people who blow past their deductible.
I mean, you have to do this too, Jen, because you're a business owner as well.
We don't, actually, because we are exempt from the Obamacare restrictions. So we kind of deal with our employee insurance stuff on a one-off basis, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal with Obamacare. They wanted it to fail. It was set up to fail. It was never set up to be successful. The idea was that Obama was trying to do a single-payer system. He was trying to do socialized system, but he knew the American people would not accept that. So this was the first step in that direction, to try to make all of these promises, which were some of the biggest political lies in history, saying if you love your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Boom.
The premiums aren't going to go up. That was all bullpucky.
Yeah.
And
you know what? Him sitting out there
last week
going, most people's premiums haven't gone up. For most of the people, they're getting...
Right.
Well, it's the silver. If you're silver and above,
that should be the issue. Well, one of the issues they're talking about, the presidential race, is still this other bunkum that means nothing. 28 past the hour here.
The top radio countdown.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Feel free to express yourself by talking to the radio, not at the radio, but to the radio, about what we're discussing here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the hot hits in News Talk Radio for the past week. We're up to number 4, which is a focus on voter fraud. And I'll give you the best example I can. Well, there are a couple of different ways of looking at this. I got a kick out of seeing that a lot of voters signing up for the wrong party in the, in California especially, where there are a lot of interesting characters, Demi Moore, Emma Stone, Sugar Ray Leonard, among others, who signed up. They became what they thought were independent party members, but in fact, they signed up for the old George Wallace American Independent Party, which is still on the books in California.
It is. So, and Trump's a candidate for American Independent, which is strange.
Say that again?
Trump is the candidate for the American Independent Party.
He is?
Yeah. Trump is the candidate in California for the Republican and the American Independent Party.
How'd that happen?
Huh. I don't know, actually. It's just they, for whatever reason, I don't think they had anybody to run, so they just chose
just
him.
Just put
the
him
candidate.
In? Really? Right. Oh, that don't want to affect his chances of California vote as much.
Correct.
As
he
could.
He could be on the ballot 94 times, and it would still not work for
difference.
Him.
So here's an example of how this works and why fraud, the voter fraud problem, is as big as it is. We were just talking about illegal immigrants and the fact that many of them will be voting as somebody else. It's just the way it is. In many states, I have the ability to vote in 4 states if I want to. I know there
are... Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean allegedly? No, I'm admitting.
I'm just trying to protect you.
That's it. Why? Why try to the
because
the system?
Somebody's going to show up to the polls in 4 different states as Doug Steffen and vote on your behalf.
Mm. Well, but if they do that, just more or less. Well, they can't in Arizona and Florida because I have a card. They have the, you got to have a card at least when you go to vote. It doesn't have a picture, but you have to have a card. In Massachusetts, you don't have to. California, you don't have to. You just show up.
I don't think I showed anything in New York. I offered
no, my New York, you don't have to either.
In Virginia, my next-door neighbor is the polling person when I show up at my polling place.
Right.
And she still has to ask for my ID, even though she has lived right next door to me for 12 years. I love it.
Yeah.
She's like, sorry, I got to ask for your ID. I'm like, are you kidding? Here.
No. Yeah. So there's that, plus this continuing focus every time there's an election on voter fraud, or, I'm sorry, not voter fraud, but tampering with the equipment, not having the equipment prepared, not having enough people at the polls.
The Russians are hacking in.
Oh, come on. Why do we put up with this crap? These people are being paid by the taxpayers to do a job that happens once a year in most jurisdictions, if even that, and they still can't get it right. And now there are lawyers all over the place, American Civil Liberties Union. You know, there were some of these organizations that were taxpayer-supported were not going to put lawyers out there because they don't have any money. So now special interest groups will have lawyers around looking to see, you know, how far the sign is away from the voting place and all of that nonsense, instead of checking to see who's voting. I would want to have a lawyer stand behind, I don't know if you can do this, up to the city clerk or the town clerk, I guess, because they run the elections. I'd like to have a lawyer stand behind and be able to question people when they come in. If somebody says, my name is Ralph Logostino.
Nader.
Prove it. Yeah. Well, I mean, and you look like you, you don't look Italian, whatever that means. You don't look the part. You know, maybe I'm using that as an exaggerated example, but you know what I'm saying. You know, if Victoria Keelan comes in and Victoria Keelan.
Bob Smith.
Well,
I'm Bob Smith and I'd like to vote.
Yeah. It just, but we laugh about this stuff, and it becomes jokes on the late-night shows, but it's serious business.
Oh, it happens.
Yes, of course it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens everywhere. And so you question whether whoever wins for the House or the Senate in your district or even the presidency, because that's mired with all kinds of problems, the Electoral College, and, I mean, this, the whole thing is a mess. And why we continue, we say the same things. I've been talking on the radio for God knows how long, since 1974. And so my first election was Gerald Ford that I talked about on the air. And the questions were the same then. That was, what, 40, 30 years ago? Let's see, 86, 96, 2000. That's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And the issues are still the same.
Well, but the division is greater because there's a 24-hour news cycle, because there's social media for people to bully each other, because the politicians on both sides have gamed us into making this a team sport while they're all out drinking scotch together and smoking cigars at night.
Yeah.
It's pretty, you know, and I think, gosh, that's what makes it so difficult, is like everybody is so angry.
Talking about Kelly war on the interview.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is so angry
social
at everybody
media
else.
Social media changed everything. We are...
Stuff.
All of these cowards get up there and they post things on their keyboard in their private little space that they wouldn't dare say to a human face-to-face because they don't have the guts.
Yep.
Or they are too polite face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And it has changed the whole way that we do this whole process. And it's
Well, I mean,
be nice on social media, please.
The top three elements on the list this week are the races for the House and the Senate, Hillary Clinton and her emails, and the presidential race in Donald Trump. If you look at the list of people, Julian Assange
he's is still alive.
On the list. Vladimir Putin was in the list this week because of Steven Seagal becoming
a citizen.
Bill Clinton's on the list. Donna Brazile.
How you doing?
Oh, my God, what a phony baloney. Oof. Unbelievable. She is up to her Mickey in this thing.
Yeah.
And nobody's hanging her out to dry.
Not yet.
Well, she got booted from, what was it, CNN?
CNN,
right?
But she should have been booted from CNN when she became the head of the DNC, by the way.
Yes.
The fact that she is still, I mean, this just shows you.
The arrogance.
I mean, when you're in this circle, like, they dump out Debbie Wasserman Schultz for being in the tank for Hillary.
And give her a job in the tank.
Then they bring in Donna Brazile, who was giving questions. I mean, could you imagine if that had happened with Reince Priebus and Donald Trump? If Reince was giving Trump questions in the debate, are you kidding me? It would be a firestorm
What kind of name is Rent?
Right. It's probably, it sounds very German to me.
Yeah, it does. Right. Third Reich.
Perfect for Trump, because he's just like Hitler, according to everybody. Anyway,
I will get Trump to the president.
That's what the Brits were telling me, by the way.
Start your lockstep.
I had my conversation in England with people. They want to know two things from Americans when they see him.
Are you voting for Trump?
Who are you voting for? No, not.
And what's with Reince Priebus' name?
Yeah, but then.
Oh, don't mention the Germans to the Brits. Ooh,
no. But then they start talking about. Then they equate Trump, many of them, to Hitler. And what will happen in Europe if Trump is the new president? That kind of stuff.
It's so ridiculous, by the way.
It is. It's patently. It is. Not inane, it's inane, but it's ignorance. There's just so much ignorance.
And that's powerful. To call someone Hitler, you need to take responsibility for why you're calling them Hitler, and it's not just something to be thrown around.
Nobody takes responsibility for anything.
Come on.
No, they don't, because we have the social media.
They just say things.
Hide behind anything on social media. Okay, we'll pause for a moment, go through the people list. Well, let's see. Well, let's finish it. Uma Abedin is at number 6. Anthony Weiner is at 5. I wonder what's going on in that conversation between Hillary and Uma, because Wiener's laptop,
they got the
16,000. Yeah, he's in sex rehab, but they took his computer. That's where they were Comer or whatever his name is. That's where the FBI found all those emails.
Wouldn't it be great if they found out that Anthony Weiner was sending sexual texts to Hillary Clinton?
I don't even put that in the universe, because we just can't take more.
The conspiracy theories is that there was some sort of pedophilia ring.
With Wiener?
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
It's not surprising.
What's that going to do with Hillary?
Disgusting.
Well, that she would have been aware of it. And
well, here's what I saw on the plane going over. When did I go? When I went over on whatever it was, a week ago. I watched on the plane a video prepared by the, I'm not sure if it was Republican Committee or whether it was the Trump people, but it links Abedin.
Oh, yeah, I saw
this. Did you see it?
Yeah.
To Hillary Clinton and to her father and her mother, who runs some kind of really weird anti-American.
She was born here in the States, moved to Saudi Arabia when she was 2, and moved back here when she was 18.
Her parents have connection to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Her parents run the schools in Saudi Arabia for the Muslim Brotherhood and her brother. Yeah. So this video goes through and just connects her the Saudi money going through the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of tinfoil hat stuff, but it makes you go, huh.
Yeah, it does. It's a little exaggerated, but it does give you cause to think. It does, actually. That's true. Now the people in the focus. Courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine for the week of October 31st to November the 4th. At number 10, Julian Assange. We could probably leave him there almost permanently. Vladimir Putin and Steven Seagal at number 9. That's the funniest thing. Seagal becomes an official resident and member of the Russian, not party, but he's going to be a Russian citizen. Bill Clinton's at number 8. Donna Brazile, number 7. Uma Abedin, number 6. Anthony Weiner, number 5. James Comey is in the 4th position. President Obama, number 3. Would-be President Hillary Clinton, number 2. And would-be President Donald Trump, number 1. They're the ones that most people are talking about, except there are a lot of other things that are going on. We're all going to be very thankful we can actually start talking about some other issues a week from now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm 44 past the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn. They're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off room upgrade and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website.
Now that's a game plan.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What does spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the hot hits, the stories that have made it this week, thanks to the work of the folks at Talkers, Michael Harrison and Kevin Casey and the group there. At number 10, a general discussion of what's going on in the NFL, including rumors that Tom Brady might be traded. No, how could that be? Number 9, the Cubbies win the World Series. Hooray! Court implications with the Brexit deal. Is it going to happen or not? Number six, kind of tied together what's going on militarily in the Middle East. Number 5, the premiums soar on the Affordable Health Care Act for next year. Look out for that. Voter fraud, number 4 on the stories list. The races for the House and the Senate, will they benefit from whoever wins? Coattails on Hillary or Donald Trump? Hillary's email, number 2, and Trump and the presidential race, number 1, here on this week's Talk Radio Review. 48 past the hour now, as the Good Day Gang and the DJV folks, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Rich McFadden, overviewing the stories and the people on the charts this week. I'll tell you the number one thing for me. I go back and forth, but as I nose around a little bit and try to find the issues that push my buttons, the death tax is the number one thing. We've got immigration problems over there, taxes in general. But as a dairy farmer, owner of some substantive land that would be forfeited if I were to croak tomorrow, I don't have enough cash to pay what it would cost for my family to negotiate through whatever whatever my obligations would be as a dead person. Because when you're dead, you still have obligations to the feds. And the Internal Revenue Service has started a proposal, and this has got to be hung on Hillary Clinton. Have you? I mean, you see this kind of stuff, and these people run away from it. But there's a bill now that Obama started quietly to amend the tax law
so that family farmers and ranchers would not have the exemption to transfer their farm operations to the next generation without going through the death tax. This has been a big issue with farmers for years. It was modified, and now if you're a farm operator over 65 and you're not asking your candidate, whether it's for the House, the Senate, or for President, what their position is on the death tax as it relates to you, you're out of your mind. Because your family will never see, won't be able to keep that land under the proposal from Obama. It's 10 minutes for the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Coast. 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time now. You can trust the information that's here. Matter of fact, you can follow all the proceedings here on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillin. And you can like us too on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Our job now is to go through the top five items from the world of technology this week, counting down from number five to number one. Victoria has the meat, I have the potatoes, or the gravy in that I am the big-voiced announcer, starting at number five, madame.
Well, this week, Netflix got a little bit of competition from a new website called Napflix. And if you're having trouble sleeping at night, your Netflix binge-watching in bed might be to blame. Of course, you know, sitting in front of any screen or device keeps your brain waves very charged up, and it's difficult to fall asleep after that. So Napflix is a new site that guarantees to show you content that will make you fall asleep. And it has anything from 3 hours straight video of a beach and waves rolling in, a 1 hour video of a Minecraft video game of a chicken walking around just pecking. It's an electronic looking chicken that just walks around a barnyard and does what chickens do. I guess that's relaxing. That's relaxing to some people. And of course, if you really can't fall asleep, Netflix is showing the 2013 World Chess Finals. You will absolutely fall asleep. So no more Netflix at night. It's all about Napflix.
Number 4 on the list of the top 5 from the world of technology this week.
Well, another story that came out this week, Apple has delayed production and releasing the AirPods, and those are the wireless earbuds that are supposed to be the companion to the new iPhone 7, which no longer has an iPhone jack. So they delayed the AirPods. We don't know exactly why. We suspect it's a design flaw, i.e. they don't stay in your ears. They fall out all the time. And so now there are a lot of other companies that are rushing wireless earbuds to the market, including model Kendall Jenner has teamed up with two very unlikely people that you wouldn't think she even knows, Black Eyed Peas super producer will.i.am and supermodel Naomi Campbell. The three of them have come together and released wireless headphones called Buttons. And these look really cool. They're very futuristic. They literally look like a round disc button that sticks in your ear. They come in black, gray, rose gold, which is huge, and regular yellow gold. They're Bluetooth enabled, and they can you can play music and talk on your phone wirelessly for 6 to 8 hours before charging. They are expensive. They're currently at Neiman Marcus, Bloomingdale's, and Equinox Gyms. They're $229. But the good thing is, unlike the AirPods, they actually, when you're not using them, they have a little band that goes around the back of your neck, and it's magnetic, so it snaps, and it almost looks like a choker necklace. So you won't lose your earbuds, which is a big complaint about the Apple model. So Apple has to catch up now.
All right, catching up to number 3 on the list of the top 5 tech items this week.
Well, this is going to be big starting next week. You'll be able to shop directly through Instagram. And I know, Doug, you're so excited about this because you are on Instagram all the time. And so they're starting out with 20 select brands, Abercrombie & Fitch, Coach, Tory Burch, Kate Spade, Warby Parker, to name a few. And so you'll be able to, when you look at a post on Instagram, you see a product that you like, instead of having to figure out where the link is to go and shop that, you'll be able to shop directly through that post, which is huge for merchants and for advertisers, because Instagram is where everybody's spending all their time now, more so than Twitter or any other social media site.
All right, number 2. I have people that have disagreed with that, by the way, this week, but that's neither here nor there. I know.
In what age bracket?
Your age bracket, actually. Maybe even a little younger than you. All right, emojis coming to Apple. I love emojis. I use them all the time. Inside out, upside down. Great.
Well, you know, then as an avid emoji user, I'm sure you have also been complaining that there is no avocado, there is no bacon, and there is no croissant emoji. But that is all going to change. Apple revealed this week that they have a whole brand new redesigned emoji packet. They have not announced what date yet it will be hitting, but it will be coming soon with avocado, bacon, and croissant. Also, a little tribute to David Bowie, because they only have a male rock star as a current emoji. Now they have female rock stars, and they all look like Ziggy Stardust. So there's a little more something for everybody.
Number one, what happens to at POTUS and at FLOTUS when the Obamas are gonzo?
This is actually a question that the press asked during a press briefing this week. What happens to at POTUS and at FLOTUS, the Twitter handles, when the Obamas leave office? Now, of course, they're the first, he is the first president to ever use social media. Turns out they will be passed on to the next president and first lady. And the current tweets will be archived.
I was hoping it would be at Flunky and at Dunky or something. That would be more appropriate either. No matter who shows up. All right, those are the top 5 tech items on Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.